It is the holiday edition of Rosie on the House, a listening tradition for Arizona homeowners for 25 years. Welcome and thank you for tuning in. If there's a project you'd like to try and tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin, and you'd like to try and get it done maybe before the guests arrive, it's not too late. Give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. We can talk you through the techniques, the tricks of the trade, the right tools. And I want to talk this hour about gift ideas you might consider for the homeowners on your gift list, or maybe the homeowner wannabes that are on your gift list, or the gardeners or gardener wannabes on your gift list. Maybe even if they're not even so handy, these are gift ideas you might want to consider. And I can tell you all, if you live in this great state of Arizona and you have relatives north of the Mason-Dixon line, east of Albuquerque, there is one gift you owe it to them and to yourself to give them, and that is a one-year subscription to Arizona Highways magazines. This would be the perfect opportunity for you to introduce the Haver, Montana, Romy. Haver, Montana isn't supposed to be above negative 6 degrees for the next week. That's the high is minus 6. Areas of Minnesota, we're expecting up to 3 feet of snow at 27 below. Wouldn't you think that if we had relatives there, we would owe it to them to send them a gift subscription to Arizona Highways?
Just make sure they don't get the December issue, because I don't think you're going to sell them with that cover.
That's a beautiful cover, though.
That is a snow cover. I don't know where that is. Definitely White Mountains, and I'm guessing that's Snowbowl, all those runs.
That's Hart
that
Prairie
big,
for sure, yeah.
So they got some examples. That might be.
That's up by San Francisco Peaks. It's one of the volcanic domes.
Okay.
Beautiful, beautiful pictures.
They got some snow-covered pictures in Arizona Highway, but they also have some beautiful color sunset and pictures. And oh, I never get tired of the Arizona sunset. It's a nice one with the Joshua trees.
A great idea, a gift idea for any of you that would like to introduce those relatives of yours that are now locked indoors without any electricity, trying to keep warm by burning Sterno cans under their coffee pot. So Arizona Highways is the number one gift idea of the day. I want to tell you, for those of you that have a little bit of property or are in need of use of a wheelbarrow, my wife, Jennifer, came across this, and we like to tell people to shop local. That's really, really a major criteria for the Romeros. We like to keep our dollars local. This next idea I'm coming up with, unfortunately, we haven't found an Arizona distributor for it. It is only available on the internet, and it's called Wheels Barrow.
But it is made in America.
It's made by an Amish operation.
So it'll be
in Ohio.
Built and shipped by American made hands.
Yep.
So that, if you can't do it local, do it American made. And this still applies to that.
Y'all need to check this out. It's called Wheels Barrow. Wheels with a Z, all one word. Wheels Barrow. Think of your typical wheelbarrow. It's one wheel and 2 feet. And two handles.
Mm-hmm.
And you bend your knees, grab the handles, left and right hand, stand up straight, and whatever load you've got in that wheelbarrow is now transferred to your arms, your spine, quads, and leg. Now you are the mechanism that will transfer that weight to whatever destination you're trying to take it. Now, if that's a few, you know, perennial flowers or a few Christmas plants or something like that, no big deal. But you know what? If it's 3 cubic feet of 4,000-pound concrete, you know, you're carrying a couple hundred pounds there. And you're manipulating it through the backyard gate and around the planter and over the doghouse, and it's tricky. This wheelbarrow does not have one wheel and 2 feet. It has 3 wheels. You never pick it up. You never have to manage the weight of the load. You merely load your wheelbarrow, and this is a good, this is a well-made wheelbarrow. This isn't some economic piece of junk that isn't going to last.
Some plastic tub with a few rivets attached
to it.
It's
contractor grade, and it's nice.
Twig frame.
You load whatever weight the capacity of the bucket will hold, and you merely push it as in a wagon. And then as you're manipulating through the tight curves or the tight spots, you simply just lean on the handles down, lifting the front wheel, and you rotate the wheels barrel one way or the other. I do have to admit, the first time I tried it, I wasn't happy with the lack of maneuverability. We've kept it at the house. We've since torn out the summer garden, planted the full winter garden, had occasion to use it for three or four other days around the horses. I'm addicted now. I think it is a great product. Wheels barrel.
And one of the things I see when I look at it and I think about using it is how many times you've got a heavy load and you set it down. You know, you can't always just stand there and look around and make sure it's fine. Or you set it down where one side's wet and the leg sinks in and the wheelbarrow tips over. I don't see this being a wheelbarrow that could tip over.
Yeah, and that brings a memory of mine back when we were remodeling the house on the top of Camelback Mountain that you and William, your brother, were excavating through the rock pile for the jacuzzi tub. Do you remember that?
Uh-huh.
How long did it take y'all? A couple hours?
Yeah, a couple weeks.
And I think
didn't think it would take more than a few hours.
Oh man, y'all were back there, I know, for 2 weeks. And William, at that point, you know, at that point, you were wrestling at 114, 118. William was probably all of about 82 pounds, and he's pushing his wheelbarrow back and forth to the front. And I pulled up in the driveway that one day, and he lost it, man. He wasn't going to let go of that wheelbarrow because he didn't want to lose control of it. But the wheelbarrow was going faster, and he could keep up with it. And they both went over the driveway.
Oops.
Made him tough. He only bled for a couple hours. He was all right. But I still have that picture in my mind. William and the wheelbarrow going over down Camelback Mountain, bouncing along the rocks and the cactus and the piles. And he dented the wheelbarrow.
Oh
God, man!
A good hardy one.
Took me an hour to straighten that wheelbarrow up. You're listening to Rosie on the House. We're broadcasting from Arizona's official Christmas city, Prescott, Arizona.
I do have one request from our Amish friends at Wheels Barrel.
Yeah,
because it's a three-wheel system, because of the weight load, why don't they make the bucket bigger?
Well, they could.
I know it's good.
It's standard size
for most.
Yeah.
Homes, but
you want the mega monster.
I need a mega one.
Mega monster.
I do.
Okay.
I do. And then for the size and the amount of material that gets moved on our property, if they could just double the size of that bucket, I would be a happy camper.
Well, that's one of the tools that we've highlighted in our article in the Arizona Republic home section today. We also on our website, Rosie on the House, have pre-selected quite a few gift ideas, and it's called Rosie's Santa Bag.
If you want to talk about moving stuff, moving firewood. We have Paul Bunyan's firewood on Guadalupe in Tempe. Whether you're looking to burn in the backyard around a little fire pit or a chimney, if you're looking to burn and you have a traditional fireplace inside, or you're looking for cooking, some hickory, some pecans, something for smoking, anything firewood related you can find right there, Paul Bunyan's firewood. Pull in. Put your half a cord up front for burning. Put your smoking wood towards the back. Mm-hmm. You don't have a car. You don't have a way to transport it. Call them. They'll deliver.
We also have the Arizona Chimney Sweep that recommends you should get your chimney cleaned every 3 to 4 years or about every one cord of wood. Arizona Chimney Sweep is in that Santa bag, and they've got a special offer.
Yep, for a traditional $150. Inspection, they're going to knock it down to $125 and also include a $15 bottle for free fire starter. It's a ribbon that burns a long time, so you don't have to worry about putting on a lot of newspaper really quick and continue to stoke that, or if your wood's a little moist and hard start, this fire ribbon eliminates that.
Fantastic. More can be found at rosieonthehouse.com. Go to the Santa bag, all kind of great gift ideas. Go ahead.
All right, we're going to bring Terry into the conversation, who's been very patient. He called early, but
let's get to it.
And wanted to hold, but didn't have a solar question, and we wanted to get our guests answered before they went on the road.
Yes.
So, Terry, thank you for your patience. You've been a trooper. How may we help you?
Good morning.
Morning.
My question is, my daughter has a house in North Scottsdale, and she's had some leaks from a couple of her windows on the north side of the house. She did call a Rosie certified roofer who came out and said, gosh, we can't find any reason why you should have leaks, but she still does, and trying to figure out what to do next. And the second question is, how does she find out if there's mold behind the sheetrock where the water's been coming through the where the windows are in two rooms, and what do you do next?
Well, if what kind of roof do you does she have?
It's the Spanish tile.
Spanish tile, and the windows are leaking.
Yeah, it's coming to dripping in on the inside of the window frames.
Okay, and what vintage? What vintage is the house? When was it built?
15 years ago.
Okay, I think I know exactly. Without even knowing your daughter's name or address, I think I know exactly where the problem is. But I'm gonna need to take a quick break right here, and we're gonna finish answering Terry. It's Terry, right?
It is.
We're gonna finish answering Terry's question right after this quick break. Window leaks that the roofer can't find. I know where they are.